No, you aren't listening. I am well aware of what my contract states. I was there with you when we wrote the damn thing. But I think you seriously need to reconsider the terms of that contract for just a... No, thank you. I don't want anything just yet, thank you. Father, take a moment to consider that you are not at all fit to take back the company at your age. If we go back to your ideals and your stupid, idiotic ideas, we'll be bankrupt in 10 years. Doesn't matter? Of course my opinion fucking matters. And you want to take all my hard work for yourself with that shit contract you had me sign? I'm paying you your weekly check. And when we finish this robotics project, I could buy your next vacation home on fucking Mars. All the fucks given to my personal enjoyment budget. Father, do not do this to... Oh my God, look, I already said I don't want... Wait a minute, I didn't pay for this. Why are you... Compliments of him? That young man over there? Huh. Thank you, bartender. Here, take a tip. Oh, and Father, give me till tomorrow. I'll fill my personal enjoyment budget. Fair? Good. Well, well, well. Consider this a surprise. Here I am planning to have this phone call and leave this little bar when I'm given a pint. And not just any pint. Triple X light? My, my, that must have cost you, what, $6 for this? Eight? Oh my goodness, eight whole dollars. My, I feel so bad for you. Just look at your clothes. Covered in holes and all ragged. You really don't have the money to be buying girls drinks, you know. Dear, hey, look at me. Look at what I'm wearing. My dress is pure Indian silk, imported directly from Mumbai. This is casual wear for me, my dear. And that's not even going into my jewelry. Pure gold, flawless sapphires and emeralds adorning every ring. And if I take a look at this menu here, Triple X Light isn't even the most expensive beer either. Most men, when they see a woman like me, might take the opportunity to get me a nice mixed drink or some fancy 150-year-old distilled wine from the basement and then a meal of chicken Kiev and caviar to try and whet my appetite more. But you, young man, you are the first to ever just buy me a pint of beer. Nothing fancy, nothing extremely expensive, just a kind gesture, a little flirt, and lucky for you, smelly wine isn't worth the world compared to a pint of my favorite beer. Oh, you are absolutely precious, my dear. But you're an awful liar. You say you didn't want to flirt, but of course you wanted to flirt. At least a little bit. Okay. Let's say you really did not want to flirt with me and just wanted to do a nice, charming gesture. Well, I want to flirt. I want to watch you shiver and blush and turn red with each little compliment I give you. How soft your hair looks. How supple your skin is, and tell you all about all the naughty little ideas I get upon seeing you. Oh, yes, I love to flirt. But I do believe you wanted to do something nice, flirting intentions aside. I probably made a bit of a scene, screaming at my phone for a moment. My name is Celine Albarella. Do you recognize me? No? Well, that's not surprising. I'm not much for the whole public appearances scene. unlike some other CEOs I could think of. Well, I am the CEO of the Dionysus Corporation, the very same that makes high-end PCs, video games, movies, virtual reality chambers, cars. Well, we're a multi-conglomerate, and I made it happen. You see, our founder, my father, wanted to make a company on the foundation of creating a company focused on enjoyment. Or at least the trash his old perverted mind considers enjoyable. 2-bit VR handjob simulators, porno imports from Japan, cheap 99-cent game store trash. So, when he decided to retire, he gave me a little contract and bumped me into his seat. I immediately hired on several of the smartest people of my college as soon as they graduated. And from there, we turned the entire company around. But for my father to grant me my current CEO status, I have to make sure to fulfill my company's ideals and have fun. So, once a month, I have to spend a portion of my salary on personal enjoyment. You know, to show that I, myself, am having fun. It used to be pretty easy. Just buy a car, then write it as my due, then get back to business. Then, of course, I started running out of room for cars. So I started buying boats instead. And that became very exhausting. I mean, who on earth even wants more than 2 boats? I don't even like boats that much. I've tried to just donate to charities and call it good, but then he goes to tell me that that doesn't count. I wound up going on skydiving trips and vacations, and it goes on and on and on. So, that's why I was going on yelling in my phone. My father wants to take the company back from me, and if I don't find a way to spend a lot of money for no good reason, and he has a contract to let him. But that was until a cute young man bought me a nice beverage. And I got a wicked little idea. See, while I don't care that much for buying luxuries, there is something I find quite enjoyable. Now, if this makes you uncomfortable, feel free to tell me to stop. I won't be offended. I promise. But I love spoiling cute young men. I like making them feel like they're mine. Having to ask their rich girlfriend for every shiny little trinket that catches their eye. Begging oh so sweetly with those sparkly eyes and a little embarrassed blush. And I get to be their mommy. Do you like that? Do you want to be mommy's good little boy? Let her buy you all kinds of treats and gifts? Will you let mommy spoil you? Then all you have to do in return is truly love me, as a good boy should. Yes? Then, what do you say you come home with me, young man? And mommy can spoil you absolutely rotten. Come on, my car is outside, and my home isn't too far. Ever rode in a limousine, hun? No? Not even for prom? Really? Well, consider this your lucky day, young man. Chauffeur, roll the back window up for me, will you, darling? Thank you. Now that we have some privacy, are you absolutely sure this is what you want, dear? What I'm asking for is a relationship, you know. I'm not quite desperate enough to just have a boy toy who I feed video games in exchange for sex. And I'm not some 50 Shades type who expects you to let me spank you unless I toss you to a curb. Well, maybe I'll keep that spanking idea for another time. But I want us to be real. I expect commitment from both of us to have a truly loving relationship. I want us to be lovers, both of us enjoying our presence, just with one of us being incredibly rich. Is that fine with you? Because you have shown me just how earnest you are tonight. To see someone so upset and angry and trying to reach out a hand to help her. I love sweet people like you. It keeps me grounded to the reality of the world that being a CEO can distract from. And I know I am quite a bit older than you. I hope you don't think me some cradle snatcher for it. No? Then you want to do this? All the way? Oh, darling, come here. Now I wonder, are you the type of boy who likes to be bad and make me punish you? Or are you a good boy who just wants to be sweet for mommy? Oh, a good boy, huh? Well, I like that a lot. Oh, looks like we made it. Here, let me lead you home, young man. So mommy can play with you all night long. Welcome to my humble abode. You can pick your jaw up off the floor. It's only three floors. And through this door here, here's the bed. Or should I say, our bed. Now, what does my good little boy want, What could mommy spoil her good boy with first? Go ahead, honey. Pick your very first gift that mommy can give you. Oh. You want these? My breasts? A nice boob job? Oh, already wanting such a sweet gift. All right, lay back into bed, baby. And get those naughty little pants off, too. Oh, and somebody's at attention, too, huh? Oh, don't worry. I'll treat you just right. Let me just pull my dress down. Oh, and let my nice, rich, full breasts out for you with a little lube from my nightstand. Let my cleavage just envelop your cute little cock just like that. Oh, it practically vanishes in there. Oh, my breasts feel good, don't they? Yeah? Good boy. Oh, just take a nice deep breath as I press them in close and lift them up and down, up and down, up. Oh, what's that next part? Oh, right back down. Smushing and squishing your cock between my nice fat tits. Up and down, up and down. Oh, aren't you sweet? Are you coming close now? Oh, bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce. Oh, are you close, baby? Oh, just look at that smile of yours. You're just so cute when you grin like that. But I don't think I should let you come. Not just yet, dear. Is it okay if mommy makes you hold it in for a bit? Yeah? Good boy. I'll just pull up one last time. Oh, there. Now, settle down. Calm yourself. I don't want you coming too soon. That wouldn't be very good now, would it? Yes, there you go. Now, I'm just going to get up here on top of you. My, look at that face you're making. You are just the cutest. Now, What should I do next? Oh, I know. My pussy? You want mommy to bounce on your cock? I'll spoil you by riding you, but I want to hear you ask for it. Come on, baby. Tell me, please. Beg for me. Oh, good boy. Good. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, oh, there we go. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, oh, mine. Oh, 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 look up at me, sweetie. Oh, look at me while I bounce on your cock. Fuck. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, fuck, this is so good. Oh, 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 you beautiful boy. Yeah, yeah. Thrust into me. Oh, 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 don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, 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 you like this, baby? Yeah, 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 you do. You want me to keep spoiling you like this? Oh, oh, every night? Oh, every night from now on. Oh, for my baby boy. Oh, yes, yes. Yes. Oh, 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 fuck, fuck, oh, 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 fuck, oh, 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 are you good? Oh, did it feel good, baby? Oh, oh, look at that smile. I think the answer is yes, isn't it? Oh, here, let me just lay down next to you. And wrap you up in my arms. Oh, there we are, baby. I think I know what we'll do tomorrow. I'm gonna take you out, get you some nice new clothes. Get you fitted for something really dapper. Show you off to my father too, right? And then we'll take care of any debts you have stored up after all this time. Maybe trade in your old crummy car for something really nice. End your 2 weeks' notice for your job. And we can start moving you right here. And you don't need to worry about a thing anymore, baby. You just need to look as cute as you always have and let me spoil you. So have a nice, long, warm sleep, honey. That's it. You'll need all your energy for all the love I'll be giving you tomorrow. My little sugar baby.